What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Big Facts. What's popping, what's going zone, okay? As you can see from the title, yes, a real one got hacked. I am so irritated by this situation. I'm just gonna tell y'all, like, pretty much, of course, not how it happened, because who the fuck knows, but I'm just gonna talk about it. I'm actually still currently trying to get my Instagram back because there is a possibility that I can. I don't like this lash right here. What's going on over there? But we're just going to talk about it. So basically, I was on my way to Houston. I was at the Charlotte airport and I got on the plane. Boom, everything normal. My flight got delayed about 45 minutes. So on and so forth, blase, spleep, whop, the bam. I'm sitting there just listening to my music, talking on the phone, X, Y, Z. Everything's normal, like literally. Okay, so when I'm on a plane, I always fly American. I don't know, but it just always works out that way. So I'm on American, and you know how they give you like the free Wi-Fi and X, Y, Z. So I never get on that Wi-Fi because I'll be always thinking like, that shit janky, it don't work. So it ain't no reason for me to even be messing with this. You got to pay for the good stuff, like, you know, whatever. But of course, we don't turn our Wi-Fi and our Bluetooth off, like, when we get on a plane, until you put it on airplane mode, and then maybe you decide to take the Wi-Fi off or not. I don't know. But that shit was on the top of my screen telling me to connect to the flight's Wi-Fi for a minute while I was just sitting there on my phone. So I wasn't it, but it still connect because it automatically does it, I guess, like, because I tried to connect before on my last flight one time and I just gave up. So anyways, I guess, you know, recognizing my device or whatever the case may be, whatever, or maybe it does that to everybody, I don't really know. I only know from what the hell I got going on. So I put my phone on airplane mode. I hurry up and take that Wi-Fi off because I'm like, I don't need that. Boom. Whatever. Flight land, as soon as I take my phone off airplane mode, I get in touch with Ashley. I'm like, hey, you about to walk out, da da da. I get a notification on my Instagram, on my email, saying that, it was like user login, such and such, blah, whatever it was. I'm like, So I didn't pay that no attention because I just got on my Instagram. As soon as I tapped the app, I was logged out. So it was like, you've been logged out, log back in. I'm like, okay. So I'll try to log back in. I couldn't get back in. So I tapped on Snapchat and Snapchat was logged out as well. Now I don't use Snapchat for anything but its filters. I'm barely on there. So most times the most activity you go get from my Snapchat is when I'm at home smoking hookah, listening to music every now and again, and I post on Snapchat. So I'm like, how the hell I get logged out of Snap? I'm like, oh, hell no. So I instantly thought, like, somebody's trying to get in my shit or has already done it. So I hurry up, changed my Snapchat password, and when I got on Instagram, I was still trying to, like, change my password or try to change some stuff, and it just would not happen. It was almost like as I was changing my whole thing, he was doing the same thing. Okay, the hacker man said nope every time I tried. I was able to change my username and just add one underscore, and that's the most that I could do. And then it was just like, no, you can't get in it at all, your email isn't recognized, XYZ. So this person changed my email and the phone number that linked the account to me, so and the password, of course. So I'm like, what the hell? So like, I'm walking through the airport and I'm talking on the phone to Ash and I'm like, I think my shit got hacked. You know what I'm saying? So she like, let me look. So she's like, oh, somebody just posted something. And I'm like, huh? So she's like, this wasn't you? No, it wasn't me. So now I'm like, what the hell is going on for real? Like, oh my gosh. So right then, as I'm like, scrambling, first of all, trying to get the fuck out the airport. Let's start there because y'all know I have airport anxiety like a motherfucky, okay? So I'm not that familiar with Houston's airport. So I'm like, where the fuck do I even go? Like, I don't even know where I am. I just need the first exit out of this motherfucker. You can come pick me up with a planes, with a man's do like this and be waving that little thing. I don't know. But I'm just like, let me get out of this airport. So I'm like low-key panicking, but in a calm panic. And I start laughing because I'm just like, y'all know me. I got a sense of humor, about 44 personalities. So we already know, like, you know, I sometimes I can be up and down. So I say this to say, like, I just bust out laughing in the middle of the airport. Like, what the entire fuck is going on right now? Like, bro, I don't know. This is crazy stuff. Okay. So I get a text message and it's like, hey, LOL. And it's a 501 area code. And, you know, I'm a little dyslexic too. So I was thinking that it was this dude from Florida that I used to talk to, because his area code was 510, I believe. So I'm like, oh, so I'm like, what's up? I'm still trying to change my password. I'm still, like, going through my accounts and everything. You got 5 minutes or the whole Insta about to see your shit. Literally what he says. Now, everything that I say that this man said, he said it, okay? I ain't putting no stank on it or nothing. This is what he said. So I said, what you mean? And I said, 5 minutes for what? And he said, he sends me a picture of my ID. Okay. So now I'm like, oh, somebody want to get slapped, shot, kicked down some stairs. Because what, sir? And it didn't register to me. The picture was a picture of a picture. Okay. So I look at my bag. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm looking at my bag. I'm like, I got my IDs. I got all my stuff. Nothing has been taken from me. I'm like, somebody bump it to me, like, you know. So now I'm like, what? So as I'm sitting here analyzing the picture, I see that it's a picture that I took of my ID, because, and it's been years since I even seen that picture or anything, because the case that it was in, I literally bought that case. It was like a clear hard plastic case, and I bought it from the bookstore at my college. So I know that it's been a very long time. And that thing recently, not recently, but a few years ago, had broke and I just threw it away. So I'm looking very, like, into this picture. And I'm like, okay. So then I recognize it's my hand. And the reason why is because the people who watch the video, I have, like, these two palms in my index finger. And when I was holding the card, that was on the top. And I see, I'm like, that looked like my finger, though. Because I don't know, I'd be having, like, random-ass shits and birthmarks and moles and shits. So I'm like, that, but that's my picture. And I look, try to analyze the background. It's a little blurry. I'm like, that's my room. Like, that's my old room. So I'm like, okay. So they're definitely in my phone. And what the hell is going on? So anyway, I'm texting back and I'm like, he said, after he said, you got 5 minutes. I'm like, 5 minutes for what? And he was like, he said, I want $200. And I was like, why? Like, why? And he's like, all right. Basically, he's like, all right, you don't want your account back or nothing? I'm like, what the fuck? I'm just trying to process this shit that's happening so fast, and all I'm thinking is this person watching me right now? Like, I'm sorry, everybody. There's a billion people in the airport, and I just want to slap everybody. Because what? Sir? Why are you fucking with me? Well, at first, I didn't know it was a sir. I didn't know who it was. But, so he's like, all right. He's like, I guess not. Then he starts posting pictures. At first, it was just a picture of me. And then he started posting pictures. And on it, it's like, send cash at me $50 to see more content. And I'm like, oh, hell no. What the fuck? So anyways, I'm like, what? So people are telling me this. The first person that called me was Desmond. Desmond calls. He's like, bitch, is your account hacked? I'm like, yeah, somebody's definitely in. I'm like, what they posting? He's like, I knew it wasn't you because He was like, you wouldn't put the dollar sign after the numbers. So we started laughing about it. I'm like, yes, I'm definitely hacked. Like, definitely 100% somebody's in my account. Like, I can't get back in. I'm pretty much locked out, whatever. And I'm like, just report the page for me, you know, whatever. So and I'm trying to figure it out. So I got to get off the phone. Other people start calling me. My phone just would not stop ringing. People texting me, whatever. So immediately I start sending out, copy and paste this one message like, hey, my account got hacked. Please go and report this page because it's not me posting that stuff, XYZ. So everybody like, okay. I figured it wasn't you, whatever. So I get in the car. He's still texting me. And he's like, are you there? Hey. He just kept saying, hey, are you there? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, you look good. And I'm like, I never said thank you or nothing because why you even in my stuff? Like, just get out of my stuff, bro. So I never said thank you. He's like, you and you're nice. And then he sent a hey after that because I didn't respond. And then he was like, call me sometime. And I was like, yeah, when? Because now I'm trying. What's up? What do you want? What the fuck do you want? So, he's like, call me sometime or whatever with a question mark. I'm like, yeah, when? So he's like, in about an hour. I'm like, what time is it your time? Because now I'm trying to figure out if this is like an overseas person. And it was kind of fishy either way it go because when I first got to the airport, my gate, like the TSA, they made us go, everybody go through the international one. So I was like, I ain't flying no overseas. What the hell going on? You know what I'm saying? Whatever. And it was just like everybody in there anyway. So I'm just like, damn. So I'm like, what time is it your time? I'm trying to find some little clues or whatever. I don't know where my headspace was at this very moment, but I was just like, bro, something. Just tell me something, do something, whatever. I was hoping it was a prank, man. I swear, I was hoping it was like a prank or something. But so he said, in about an hour, I'm not home yet. And I'm like, okay. So then he texts me again, and he's like, he just keeps saying, hey. Like, he's like, hey. I might put the pictures on here on the video if I feel like editing and doing all of that. I really just need somebody to do it for me because I'm not the best at that. Y'all know that already. But I'll put some stuff up. But so then he said, matter of fact, my phone is right here. What? See, people be, it be random people. I don't know. Okay, whatever. Let me go to this damn thing. Sorry, y'all. So, he says, let me see if I can just show y'all, really. So, I'm going to expose everything. He said, I'm going to expose everything. That's the picture of my thing or whatever. And he said, I'm gonna expose everything. I have all your info and et cetera. I said, expose what? He like, please don't make me do this. I said, why? And why? And then he said, you don't want your Insta back or anything? And I said, what is the reason? Why are you hiding? And he said, okay, time to show everyone with a kissy emoji or whatever. That's when he said, you look good after he posted whatever and everybody started blowing me up. And he said, and you're nice. No, he said, call me sometimes. I said, yeah, when? And that's when I'm talking about the whole little time thing or whatever. He like, are you willing to talk? And I'm like, yeah, hit my line. So he's like, okay, is it okay if I block all them thirsty dudes in your Insta? And I said, call me. And he said, I'm not home. And then he said, I will be in sometime. I'm like, what? Because I'm like, he's like, I'm not home. I'm like, what the fuck do that mean? I don't care. Call me. Shit. I don't give a fuck where you need to be. Call me. You already got my number and everything else. So he's like, just answer when I call. I'm like, you got it. So he hit me up and he's like, hey, I'm home. Are you up? I'm like, yeah. He like, okay, I will call you in a bit. So then he like, he said my occupation. He basically said like, oh, okay, he knows where I work or he knows what I do. And I never responded to that. And then he said, you up? And I'm like, yeah. So then he calls me. Dude on the phone, he called me. He's like, hey, I'm like, what's up? He's like, he like nothing. He's like, he said, you gonna send him money? And I'm like, I said, before we get any further, I just want to know this. how, not how per se, but why? Why are you doing this? Like, why did you target me? And I said, do you know me or anything? Like, what, why are you targeting me? And he was like, it just happened that way. So I'm like, okay. So then I'm like, okay, so I said, so why just $200? Like, why couldn't you just befriend me and fucking be nice and we can be nice to each other and then you can have $200? Why couldn't you do that? Like, damn. He's like, that's not how it works or whatever. I'm like, and then I asked him, I'm like, basically, I asked him, like, why or how did he pick me or whatever and something. And then I asked him something. He was like, because I'm a scammer. And I was like, okay. Now I'm trying to analyze this voice because I'm thinking to myself, like, do I know this person or do I not know this person? And it sounded like he was like walking around, like outside. Like he was outside. You could hear like wind a little bit. And it's like he was walking outside or whatever. So I'm like, okay, he probably not using like a voice changer thing or whatever. So he sound more black than anything, but he almost sound like he might be like Dominican or like something was in him. Like, or maybe he was like Dominican and grew up around a whole bunch of black folk. I don't fucking know. But he didn't sound like he was like, he didn't sound like a white man or nothing like that. He sounded a little young, maybe like my age or like maybe like his early 30s or something. So I'm just like, okay. So then I'm like, why? I said, how do you know that I even have $200 to give you? And I'm like, why? I said, you're trying to embarrass me and humiliate me. Like, nobody got time for this. Like, you think that I just have $200 to give a fucking stranger? Like, I don't have $200 to be giving you. So he's just like, well, he like, you go, he basically, he was like, you go figure it out or something like that. But the conversation was like kind of quick. And because he hung up on me, because I was like, I said, how I, before I was just like, you asked him for $200. How do I know that you're going to leave me alone after this? Like, I don't know if you go leave me the fuck alone. How am I supposed to know that? I don't know if this is something that you do all the time. Like, you may go and fucking do this often and you got like a whole strategy or whatever. And then you just say, okay, forget them. They can't go back to their regular lives. I'm just going to go and delete all their stuff or whatever. So he's just like, you playing, you playing. I'm like, ain't nobody playing but you. Okay. Ain't nobody fucking playing but you. You're the playing. You're doing all the playing. Like, leave me alone, bro. The fuck? So anyway, I started getting a little bit frustrated, but before I got on the phone with him, I had to calm myself down and I was just sitting there and I'm like, I'm handling and I did handle the situation very well because I would have went off the rocker and started dogging this man and making him feel like whatever. And by that time, I would have been like, I don't give a damn what you use. And I'm pretty sure he probably would have stole my identity or something. I don't fucking know. But I'm like, okay, because I've grown so much. I'm so proud of myself. Like, y'all don't understand. I'm so proud of myself about this situation because the way that I handled it was like, I did good. I did fucking good because I was about to call his grandma a whole bunch of bitches. Like, I was just mad. But you know, I just said, you know, whatever. And I just, when he hung up the phone, he texted and he said, why are you playing? That's what he said. He said, why are you trying to play me? And he said, check your messages from my other number and look what I sent. And it was a video. And so I'm like, I said, I can't even ensure that you're not going to expose me anymore once you get your $200. So why would I trust you? I don't even know you to give you $200 and expect you and expect my page back. Like, you know, whatever. He like, I want my $200. It's either you go send it or what? So I said, you haven't even sent the cash tag because on the phone he was like, you got 3 minutes. He kept giving me a time limit. He like, you got 3 minutes to send the money. You got 3 minutes to send the money. I'm like, okay, that's not gonna make me move any faster. So whatever. But I said, you haven't even sent the cash tag. I said, why would I trust that you won't expose me anyway? And he said, after I get my money, I'm gone. You won't ever hear from me again. And the cash app was Hungry Guy number one. And he said, you got 3 minutes to send. I said, I honestly don't believe that. And you just hung up on me. So he liked the cash tag up there. Send a screenshot once you send it. So then I'm like, I said, that's not even enough time. Like, literally. He like, see, I'm so you're trying, he said, I see you trying to play those games. I said, why would I be trying to play with you? I did nothing wrong. You're playing with my livelihood and everything. Like, I don't have it in me to play about nothing. So then he called me and I didn't answer the phone. He called me again. He's like, answer the phone. I said, hold on, I'm trying to get you some money. I wasn't, but whatever. And he said, okay. And then he said, I want to chat real quick, just answer. And I said, I need a money. I said, I need a minute. I said, this is too much too soon and I got too much going on right now. I'll call you back then. He said, no, just get on the phone real quick. And he said, I don't want $200. So I said, then what do you want now? And he said, I'll call and tell you. I said, it's probably something that I can barely afford or give. And so he said, okay. And he called me one last time and then he didn't call me no more. So now he's still sending, like, he sent him, like, the way it started was he started sending the video. He sent a my lingerie videos. So when I went to a lingerie party or whatever, and he was sending that out, like, through the DMs, like, cash at me, this, XYZ, whatever, whatever. And I'm like, okay. This is why I don't fucking be wearing lingerie and shit. Like, I don't be doing this type of stuff, dog. Like, I was just, like, so annoyed by this whole situation. And then, so I guess he sent out more videos or sent it to more people. And people were responding to him or whatever. And he's just making his way through my 4,000-something friends. So, I was just telling people to report. And people reported it. And then he, like, the page was down. You couldn't find it no more or whatever. And so the next day, I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, well, the page is down. Everybody like, the page down. You good? So then, what was that? Later that night, because he texted me right after the page had went down, he texted me and I didn't respond. So then that next day, Saturday, June 5th at 10:56, he texts and he said, hey, bitch, it's me. I'm back again, round two. And I never responded. So then he called me and I didn't answer the phone. So a lot of people are in the DMs, like, you know, we know that the page can be hacked, like XYZ and all this other stuff. And he's like, give me some money so I can give it back. Like, he like, if you give me some money, I'll give her a page back. Like, so that was even more irritating and just trying to get stuff together. So like, I was thinking he was in my Yahoo. Like, he was in my email and I was like, I don't even remember, but he was in my email, so I didn't delete it every damn thing, because I'm thinking to myself, like, he's seeing what I'm seeing, like, what I'm doing, and then I'm just like, you know, I don't know, I just started panic, I was in a panic, and I deleted all my trash, too, in my email. So we looking up stuff to try to see, like, how other people had handled it, and my friend looked up a video on YouTube of a girl just basically saying everything that I'm going through, she was going through. And she called, like, her email provider, and, you know, they kind of helped her through whatever, and you can get, like, emails, and you could be able to, like, get the email back to whatever and whatever. So I called email, and the man told me, he walked me through everything, and he shared the screen of the laptop I was using with me. So he walked me through all the steps, and he would basically say my email has not been tampered with at all. Like, they're not in my email. So I'm like, okay, boom. So I'm like, that's one thing out. But I had already changed, like, my iCloud. I changed all my passwords, everything. Like, to the point where I don't remember what the fuck I changed them to, because I changed them so goddamn fast. I didn't want to keep doing the same one, because that's not okay. So I'm just like, oh, shit. So anyway, he told me that everything was fine with my email, and then we went to make a report on Instagram. So he's like, just type what you want to type, whatever, that you'll get a email from them, and then you type what you want to type to them then, and then they'll get back to you in like 48 hours or so. So I'm like, all right. So in the meantime, he was like, just try logging in again. And I'm like, I'm nervous to even be still trying to do this, because this person is probably, whatever I do is probably going to go to his email. He's going to get the notification. He's going to know that I'm still trying to get in there. So that's just going to give him more fuel to basically keep sending out the stuff. And so I was just like, okay, like, whatever, but I'm just gonna do it, because what's the worst that can happen now at this point? So went on, and we like looking at the email trying to log in, and it's a Gmail pop up out of nowhere. And it was like, it began with a K and it ended with a G. And it was a Gmail. Like, everything else was, had the asterisk. So I couldn't really see. I couldn't see. It wasn't exposed. So he's like, whose Google email is that? I'm like, I don't fucking know. Like, what the fuck you asking me for? You like I don't know. I don't know shit. So basically, that whole thing happened. He pretty much said I was good. I had secured my email and everything like that. So nobody could try to get into it and all this other stuff I was just doing. So then I was hoping that once I reached out to Instagram that they would, you know, take the page down or email me back with it being them talking to me or something, because I had never been through it before, so I didn't know. So from everything else that I was hearing on other stories and just like articles and stuff like that, I'm like, okay, well, they say 48 hours they'll get back in touch with me, whatever, they'll let me know when the page is down, whatever. They didn't let me know shit. Okay, Instagram ain't done did shit. Okay, so time went by. He still was calling me, but I wasn't answering. And then he's like, he texts me. He's like, answer the phone, bitch. Like, answer, bitch. I'm like, I still didn't respond. So Monday morning, I made like a Facebook post, and I had like tagged Facebook and Instagram. And I'm just like, you know, I'm pretty much like telling them what's going on. And I'm like, I don't know if the page is down. Okay, I missed a part. So wait, when the page had first got taken down or whatever, I thought Instagram did it. Come to find out, this person just deactivated it for a day. That's it. Like, basically let it die down. Let me try to feel like, okay, this nightmare is over. But it wasn't, because he just popped right back up the next day and was like, boom, bam, I'm back. What's up? After he said round two, that he literally opened up my page again and started sending stuff out. So I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, the hell going on? And I'm like operating from a place of like, okay, try to think and do things more strategic. But I just really didn't know what to do. Like, honestly, you don't be knowing what the hell to do at that moment. And when I'm like, when it popped back up, everybody calling me back. The page back up. He sent me this. I'm like, oh my God, bro. So I'm like, I cannot win. And I just got so frustrated. I was so overwhelmed. Like, once that page was back up, I literally just like broke down. Like, no shade, no cap. Like, I just literally just broke down, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, dog, leave me alone, bro. Like, I don't bother no fucking body. I'm always in my own motherfucking business. Leave my business alone, bro. Like, you trying to capitalize off of some shit. I barely got anything on my phone. Niggas know, like me, I received the news. So I was more so hoping that he wasn't going to put out any people's news in my phone. Okay, I was like, damn, I gotta protect these people, because I don't really have anything in my phone of me. So I'm just like, man, so like the things that he sent out, he sending shit that I think he probably even got from a whole nother scam that he did, because he's sending people boobies. I definitely ain't got no pictures of my boobies in my phone. I don't have that in my phone. I don't take pictures and videos. You ain't gonna never see no full-blown sex tape or nothing like that in my phone of me. It's never gonna be me, bro. It's never gonna be me. I'm not that type of person. I don't do it because of shit. Like, okay, well, if you ask me a question, I'm an open book, okay? But I'm also a very private person. A lot of the times, people don't even know who I date. People don't even know who I done had sexual relations with. People don't know these things. Okay, because I don't tell nobody nothing. Okay, I'm a very private person. I'm a very, very, let me just keep this over here, because ain't none of this your motherfucking business. So when I'm sitting here thinking of this shit, thinking about it, I'm like, I don't even have anything. I just look decent. I'm not a celebrity. I'm not fucking Ari Fletcher. I'm not goddamn Jada Waiter. I ain't none of them bitches. I am she, okay? Queen, if you ask me. I done did nothing to nobody. I was so frustrated. And I was just like, oh my God, I wish I could just find who this is so I could just go oops upside their head with my pistol. More than a few times, okay? I was just so annoyed. Like, it's so humiliating and it's invasive because it's just like, this is your privacy. Even though I don't have much in my phone, I don't have this time. I done been to a lingerie party before years and years and years ago, and I had the robe covering my body the whole damn time. So at the end of the day, just this year is when I first purchased a full lingerie set for a party. It wasn't for no dangling. It was for a party. So when it comes down to what I do and how I'm doing it and how private that type of shit, I just don't do it. There's certain things I just don't do. And it's not no shade to anybody else. If you got a million fucking sex tapes in your phone of you, then kudos. I hope that you get paid one day if you get leaked or whatever, or it never happens to you. Like, you never get hacked, okay? Like, I really don't wish this on nobody because it's so freaking annoying. Like, Jesus. Okay, so anyway, boom. So when the page got back up, whatever. Boom. Fast forward, I put the thing on the Facebook or whatever. A lot of people start reporting. When he would even post stuff on my story, they would report the post. So it was like it was up and then it was gone. It was up and then it was gone. So I'm like, okay, at least they're doing that job. So when are they going to take it down and not allow this person to have any access to it? So at that very moment, I really wanted my page to just be down, like just go ahead and knock it out. And I was hoping that it would be Instagram that did it beside and not him. So anyway, he was still calling me and I was still not answering the phone. And because I'm just like, my thing is, if I was to send him $200, then he probably wouldn't have gave me my page back. Then he would have been like, send me $400 or else this or whatever, XYZ, right? Or if I, after that one phone call that I had with the dude, you know, I could have got back on that phone and he would have been like, $4,000 or I'm going to your house and I'm like fucking murdering your family. Like, I'm just like, you don't know to what extent. This is why it's so scary. And I'm honestly very traumatized about this shit, bro. Like, very. I already told myself when I turned 30 I was going to go to therapy. I already knew that. I knew it was coming anyway. But this shit just added to what I need help with. Because it was literally so invasive. And most times I'll be cool, okay? I'll be cool, you know what I'm saying? I'll be cool. I'll be easy, breezy, smooth, you feel me? But at the end of the day, like, when you really sit down and you realize, like, you don't really know. People are fucking crazy in this world. Like, people are crazy. This person could have did anything to me. You got information, and what if something was to happen to my family? You know what I'm saying? Like, you got this information. I don't know how far you're going to go. I don't know what your ultimate goal is. I don't know you. So it was just so fucking, it was so frustrating, man. Like, literally traumatized, PTSD, whatever the fuck. I don't know. But it's literally like, that. When my phone ring, I be like, oh, shit. And all I can think about was, I don't know if y'all watched this movie, Copycat. It's from the 90s. And it used to be like one of my favorite movies to watch. It was like full of suspense and it was like weird. So it was basically like the lady had a stalker. And dude was like in her house. Okay? Dude was in her house. But him being in her house, oh, okay. Yeah, stalkers be in people's house or whatever. You know, they break in, they do XYZ. The nigga was in the paint. Okay? Paint. Okay? Dude was in the paint. You hear me? He had camouflaged his body to her wallpaper and the design on her wall and literally did anything he could. So at the end of the day, when I'm sitting here thinking about that, I'm like, oh my God, y'all know I'm an overthinker. So I'm like, brain going mile a million. And I'm still, mind you, whole time, still trying to enjoy my trip. I'm not trying to be a damper on my friends. Like, I really was feeling away, but I just know, you know, serenity. You got to accept the shit you can't change. That man got everything that he got. He in control right now. He in control right now. Whatever he going to do, what's the worst that is going to... Don't think about the worst that's going to happen right now. Just coast with it. Just see, it's going to work out. It's going to work out. I just kept saying that or whatever. So I'm still trying to like be in a good mood, trying to be like, you know, trying to enjoy my trip. Like, I love Houston. What? Are you kidding me? I want to freaking enjoy my goddamn trip, damn it. So I tried to enjoy my trip. And I did end up still having a good time, but it was just annoying. It was annoying. It was in the back of my brain. It was just stupid. So anyway, after I made that post, I guess the page is now gone. So now, as I'm sitting there thinking about it, so I made it. I called the police and everything. I know the police won't really go do much, but just in case anything was to happen, they can have something on file saying that I talked to Officer Carter. Okay. I talked to him, and he said he was going to write all that shit down. He took the emails. He took the phone numbers that he used, that the guy used. He took, like, my email and then, like, the page. And, you know, he just was writing down some stuff, okay? So, anyways, I did that. But this is what's so crazy, because the whole time I was dealing with this, I wasn't by myself. And I thank God for my friends. And I thank Soteria, Keisha, Ash, like, Britt, thank you. Like, thank y'all for being... Kanistu. So I'm thankful that I was around people. You know what I'm saying? Like, but the kicker is, all right, boom, kick me in the face. Oh my God. Okay, so boom. The kicker is, I go home and now I'm alone. Legit just by myself. Scariest shit ever. Let me rewind. So I had my friend come check my house because I didn't know where he was getting a lot of the information from. I didn't know. Again, I didn't know to what extent this was going to go to. Okay. So I had my friend come check my house. She did a sweep of my house. My house was fine. Okay. So boom, that's that on that. I'm just trying to cover all corners, you know? So when I get to my house, now I'm just by myself. I'm processing this shit. And I'm like, what? I don't know what the fuck. This could turn into bloody fucking murder. I don't know. But I was so nervous. I did not sleep. So if you a hacker, man, lady, fucking kid, you guys be ruining people's mental, emotional, and physical state. Because I was literally sick to my stomach that somebody would do this. So now I'm by myself and I'm processing it alone now. It was hard as fuck. I didn't even want to call nobody and say, hey, can you come over here and lay with me? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm not gonna protect myself or that I don't have anything to protect myself with, but it's just the principle, like, bro, like I am like fucked up. Dog, I'm fucked up. Like, okay, Jesus. So I'm just like, I was just so like, damn. So the second I got easier, you know what I'm saying? I'm cool. Like, that person hadn't called me since like Saturday night or something like that. And they didn't call me no more after that. But right now I'm hacker man free and the page is down. Now I'm trying to get my page back. And I know some people probably gonna be like, why the fuck you want your page back? Like, it ain't that serious. Instagram and I, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. And I feel that. However, I've had that page for about 10 plus years or something like that. Or like 9 years or something. I don't fucking know. But I had my page for a long time. And a lot of my followers, they fuck with me. But for those who was paying this man, because that's another thing that I'm about to touch on. And then that's gonna be the last thing I say. Okay? So, anyway, but I built my brand. Like, I got big facts. Like, people know me. Like, you know, I got a decent following. And I'm just like, I want my shit back. I didn't hack myself. I didn't set myself up for this. I didn't even deserve the shit that happened. I want my shit back. I want my page back. Give me my dang on page. And I feel like I'm so disgusted with Instagram and Facebook, because it's like, everybody is like, okay, you got 2 weeks to get your stuff back, or you got 30 days and then your account is deleted forever. And I'm like, everything is very time sensitive. It was time sensitive when dude was hacking my stuff while I was trying to get him out of it. He was booting me out of it. It was a mess. You know what I'm saying? So everything has been very time sensitive, and these Mickey Figgies are dragging their feet. They took the page down after some days, but I feel like they're dragging their feet on getting back to me. Can I get it back? What, I don't know what to do. Like, I want it back because that's my platform. I have things on there. I've built relationships that I don't remember people. They ain't on Instagram to carry it over to another page or whatever. Hopefully, all 4,000 plus followers follow me and find my new one if I have to make one. But it's like, damn, like, I didn't set myself up for that. I didn't deserve that. I want my page back. I was doing good. I had different things in my brain to expand Big Facts. Like, I had different stuff that I was going to utilize my page for and continue to build my brand. And it's not fair. So I want my damn page back. So I just, now I literally, I was being harassed. So now I'm harassing Instagram and Facebook. Give me my page back. Please. I said please. I'm very respectful in my emails. But yes, I want my page back. That's so unfortunate. I have so much stuff on there. So many memories. My highlights. Like, stuff with Big Facts on it. A whole highlight with Big Facts. Like, the DMs that I got. I got stuff in there that I don't have no, like, people who've passed on. I got stuff in there. Like, I want my damn page, honestly. So, I don't know. I just feel like at the end of the day, I should get my page back. So, anyways, that's what I'm in the process of doing right now. I'm still waiting on somebody. I just don't understand how a $1 billion fucking damn near more than a $1 billion company don't have nobody that you could talk to like a fucking representative. Don't even have a number. Instagram don't even got a number. That's annoying as hell. Like, what the fuck? So anyways, the last thing is, while I'm talking to my friend tells me, like, yeah, so the person who hacked you, like, I cussed them out. Like, I was arguing with dude. Like, basically, I was like, you broke. Like, you ain't got nothing to do. Like, X, Y, Z, da, da, da. And dude's like, yeah, well, send me such and such, and then I'll give her back her page or whatever and stuff like that. And then he's sending her, like, lingerie videos. And so then she said he screenshotted the Cash App and what he have got, how much he has made, okay? Dude then got $600 off my page. $600 off my page, okay? And so I say this to say, for all you people who've been following me all this time, and hey, shout out to the people who know that's not my character. They know that's not my body. They know how I'm moving. They know I don't move like that. They know I wouldn't be on no damn OnlyFans. However, I'm glad I know that I'll make some money. But at the end of the day, y'all know that I love y'all. I love y'all. The people who know for sure that they knew the second that I even put that up. A lot of people like, you play too much, so I thought you were joking. Okay, that's fair. That's absolutely, positively fair, because I do play too much. You're absolutely right. But those people who paid this man to see more content and didn't even know, y'all had high hopes, and I ain't got shit in my phone. Y'all had high hopes. What did y'all think y'all was about to see? Like, literally, come on, y'all. Make it make sense. I ain't never post my body and did all this other stuff. My close friends even corny. Like, come on now. Like, and that's another reason why I want to get back on my page, because I'm going to find out who the hell paid this man. I'm going back through my DMs, and I'm going to look, and I'm going to cuss your ass out. So wait on this ass whooping and this curse out. Because what? Really? Disgusting. Okay? Fucking disgusting. Scammer, hacker man, and you people who paid him. Disgusting. Got no damn OnlyFans. Talking about some damn content. This is the only content I'm trying to push. Big Facts Podcast. That's what I'm trying to push. No lies allowed. So y'all should be ashamed of yourselves. Goddamn. Now, what else I had to say? I get all hyped up now because I'm thinking about how, like, why? I wouldn't have never. And then y'all Cash App, and y'all don't see that the Cash App is a whole man's name or a different name every time? Or what? The Cash App was like Quan something. Y'all, who is Quan? Who is that? That is not my name. That ain't my middle name. Ain't my nickname. Ain't no name associated. Y'all make yourself look stupid, bro. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Whoever came out of some money, I'm glad y'all lost the money. And I'm glad he got it, because you're dumb. But you know what? If you got something out of whatever he sent back to you, and you can beat your meat to that, congratulations. Good job. But anyway, I am trying to get my page back. And my pointers is, of course, don't use similar passwords, and change that hoe every 2 months, because that's what I got. I'm going to be on the schedule, I swear. As soon as I think about, oh, maybe I should change my password, because I'm definitely going to be thinking about it, I'm going to change my password to everything. Okay? So just, and pay attention to them emails. You know what I'm saying? You may think it's nothing, but it might be something, because it be something sometimes. But, it's a lot. So, police, calling the email people. I called Apple as well. They even said it was so crazy because Apple was like, yeah, you change your password, da da da. And then I was like, yeah. And then I was like, so you don't see no activity on there? So I'm literally still, my mind is still boggled on how this person got that picture of my ID. And also, like, I don't know what else he was actually sending. But I don't really have as much in my phone that, like, you like bank accounts, and you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. Still to this day, I went up and down my iCloud on my computer. I'm just trying to find that picture, like trying to see like what else he has. So, then he was telling somebody if whoever sent the money, then they would get like a 3-minute video. I don't got no damn 3-minute video on me. So, it was humiliating. It's definitely traumatizing, and it's very, very scary. It's very scary. Now, I don't get scared easily, but this definitely scared me. So, Mr. Hacker Man, good job. You fucking scared me. You definitely did. And I hope you did a good thing with the money that you got. Leave folks alone. God damn, man. I was just so nervous. So nervous about my family. Like, when your livelihood and, like, your family, like, everything is in jeopardy when somebody got your name and just even your address. Like, anybody can pop up, try to do anything, send somebody. Like, you'll never know what's coming. You'll never, like, man, that shit is no joke. And that's actually very terrible. There's people out here in the world doing that. Because once they wouldn't like that if it was them. It's terrible. And their kids or their family or their mom was in jeopardy or at risk of whatever the fuck somebody would be trying to do. There's people out here fighting with machetes in the middle of the fucking street. Y'all making it seem like you just got hacked. It happens to everybody. No. I got hacked and this person knows and has my personal information. It's not just no fucking Instagram. So, I just want to thank my supporters. I want to thank the people who stayed true to me. I thank the people who checked on me, called me, and checked on me. I know I didn't want to talk for a couple days, but I appreciate y'all for calling and checking in on me. I really do. I really do appreciate it. I appreciate the text messages and everything that, you know, people reposting on their Instagram and, you know, talking to the man, talking about some get the fuck off her shit and whatever else that you did to help me. I appreciate it. I appreciate people putting their brains together to try to help me figure this shit out as well. Like, I done already looked up the numbers and paid for the numbers to be looked up and try to get traced and everything like that. So, I don't know. But if you had this story like this, or if you have any more questions or anything like that, just not call me. Please don't call me. Let me know. Comment below. Hit me up on Big Facts _No Lies _ on Instagram. I do have another page, but I haven't been active on it because I'm optimistic that I'll get my other page back. But yeah, if you have any more pointers, like if this happened to you and you have anything else that could help me to try to get it back, then I would definitely appreciate that. And I appreciate y'all listening and just supporting my podcast. This whole thing was so very discouraging because it's almost like, do I even, like, I don't know. I just got so discouraged. It was just a mess. I'm still a mess right now, but that's why I had to talk about it, because this is literally the last time that I'm about to talk about this shit, okay? I don't want to talk about it no more. I don't want nobody to bring it up no more. I'm over it. I'm very, very much over it, for sure. But again, thank you guys for supporting me. Thank you guys for reposting. Thank you guys for reporting. Thank you guys for cussing people out. Thank you. I appreciate it. I really, 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 really do. Like, genuinely, I really do appreciate it. And I appreciate people checking on me, because it's hard. In the words of my sister, Ebony, you can be fragile sometimes. So that was definitely one of those moments. I was definitely very fragile, and it's so crazy. I can't even imagine if I had a bunch of goddamn flicks in my phone. Oh my god, fucking end up on XTube or something. The hell. So anyways, guys, that's my story. I would say I hope you guys enjoy, but I hope y'all learned a little bit, maybe laugh a little bit off of this episode. And thank you for your support.